Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yes, sir, Will. How about you?
Hell yeah, man.
That's excellent. This is your episode this week.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny, it might get switched up here, depending on if we want to do a short episode or a filler episode, like an SCP or an alt-alt. Mm-hmm. It might get switched around. Who knows? But the week I'm recording is the same week the week I'm talking about my topic is the same week that my topic comes out. So it's interesting. So somehow we did that.
Well, we're geniuses.
Last week you did the same thing.
Yeah. And my Titanic audio, which I fucking lost, that episode is coming out on my birthday.
Yes. So, you're a little bit unhappy about it, but
I'm so fucking glad I lost my audio for the episode that I'm talking more than you. How fucking great is that, right?
I guess.
The fuck?
Somehow.
Fucking audacity. Suck a dick.
Huh. You know what? Isn't it kind of... Is it irony that... You talked about the disaster of the Titanic. You can't fuck up this ship. God can't even sink this ship. And the audio messed up, too.
How about that, man? It's like rain on your wedding day.
Is it irony? Can it be considered irony?
I think it's pretty ironic.
When you say? Yeah. We might get into buying records. Well, we've actually bought a few records, and now she wants to get a record player. Our neighbors have one, and one of the first ones that my wife wants to get is that Alanis Morissette album, Jagged Little Pill.
I had no idea what the name of that was.
Really? Are you going to get into records?
Am I into records?
Are you going to get onto records?
Probably not, man. I listen to music sometimes. I mainly just listen to podcasts.
Get that info.
Or sports. Yeah, it's like it's too much though sometimes, you know? Like I listen to them so much that I don't even know right. What to fucking...
Yeah.
Like I'm interested in all of it and I don't know
right.
What to fucking do at that point.
I know myself, sometimes I need like a palate cleanser. So I'll get into an audiobook and just get an audiobook going for a while.
I don't listen to anything that's not paranormal or conspiracy or... I told you the audio fucked up and I just didn't try anything.
Well, it sounds like the Audible app is shit on iOS too because it locked up on me several times. So I just went to the web browser and just logged into my account via the web browser. And that works just fine. So it's kind of like listening to it from the cloud, I guess. Give that a shot.
Okay.
When you need that palate cleanser.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not, though. Because, I mean, I only do that while I'm at work, and I don't have a computer at work, so...
No, man. The web browser on your phone. It'll still play.
Oh. Okay, I see.
Like go to Safari and then go to audible.com, whatever web browser you use.
DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, that's an option too. All right, what are you drinking?
I picked up something new the other day by Victory. Well, I don't know. It's new to me. It's called Brotherly Love. It's a hazy IPA. Courage, change, community, it says. And 6%. We cultivate hops, and now through this hazy IPA... We are cultivating a universal sense of human kindness that inspires courage and ignites positive change within our communities. See through the haze and celebrate what unites us all, brotherly love.
Ooh. Oh, Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love.
Well, this company is out of Downingtown.
Oh, that's pretty damn close.
Pretty damn close. What do you have?
I have the one that you hate very much. that we tried on that infamous Sunday morning. It's a new Trail Brewing. It's in Williamsport, right down the street. It's a 7.5%. Yeah.
You.
Yeah, so I might get a little fuzzy by the end of this. It's the Leprechaun. Leprechauns drink milkshakes, too. Brewed with mint, vanilla, and lactose. And it's a different kind of flavor. It's a little different. It's a green beer, because St. Patrick's Day, as of this recording, St. Patrick's Day is in 2 days.
You call me cuz? Does anybody, any of our listeners know what fucking lactose is? We talked about, you and I talked about this.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it?
I don't know. Some people are lactose intolerant.
Yeah, they can't have the lactose.
They don't like people without feet. They're lactose intolerant.
You fucking people without your toes. I won't tolerate it.
I won't tolerate it. It's something else, man.
Yeah.
In the morning or in the evening, it's... I'll drink the other two that are Irish related, but I don't think I'm going to buy this one anymore.
How many of those do you have left?
This one and one more. So I have two for this evening, and I'm going to have to... I'm going to. I'm going to get through them. It's going to be fine, probably.
Nah, I can't do it, man. I can't even think about doing it.
It's so weird. It's such a weirdly different flavor. It's not peppermint. I think you talked about that. It's probably a spearmint. It's a different kind of mint.
Yeah, it's whatever. Oh, shit. I thought I was muted. I'm choking. I'm fucking choking over here, dude.
Don't choke. Don't choke on the lactose.
I'm that grossed out.
Or is it lactose? I can't go somewhere that doesn't have that breakfast material. It doesn't have to be for breakfast, though. You can't eat a BLT without toast. You have your BLTs on toast?
That's correct. Yeah.
Lactose intolerant.
Yeah. You go out, you get some fucking eggs. My throat's still fucked up, dude. What the fuck is going on with me?
I don't know. Drink your drink. Not that drink.
I will.
The other drink.
I'll be all right. I'll make it.
You're naked. Oh, no.
Come on, man. You know I am. We're on Zoom right now.
You just have your shirt on. You just have the upper part of your shirt. It's a tube top and a hat.
Yep. Like I'm working at home.
Work from home. Well, my brother, sure hope you have your adult diaper on for this pants shitting episode, because this is some shit. I've been collecting data, and I've been wanting to tell you about this, and I'm like, there's this thing, I just found out this thing, and oh my god, this relates to this thing, and I can't tell you what this thing is.
Yeah, you gave me little hints, and then I was thinking the other day, maybe it was Friday, maybe it was yesterday, whatever, that I was like, fuck, we better do this, because it sounds like some serious shit could go down, and we might not even get a chance to record it.
It's not that soon, but according to this data, whatever. It's soon. It's in the near future.
In our lifetimes?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What is it?
If this happens, let me think about the timeline here. Our youngest, by the time the beginning of this happens, our youngest will just be graduating high school or just out of high school.
Oh, I'll be dead by then, dude.
It's only a couple years, man. It's a decade.
Come on, man. You see how I live. I ride it hard and fast, dude.
Pretty soon you're just going to be one of those living heads from The Simpsons.
This is Futurama.
They're on The Simpsons, too.
Were they?
Yeah. It was the same creator, Matt Groening.
Yeah.
But Futurama's a good time, too. But they're mostly in Futurama.
Yeah, like Nixon and...
Yeah. Wasn't, oh, I don't know. There's so many of them. There's a bunch. They had a whole museum of heads, I think, in one episode.
Yeah. Probably a few. But they're going to get wiped out by whatever your topic is, right?
I don't know about wiped out, but it's going to be a fucking struggle, boy.
Whew. Okay.
Is your adult diaper insulated? Because it's going to get cold.
I put two diapers on.
Two diapers?
Yeah, just in case I shit through the first one.
I don't know if that's a good idea. It might be get a little squeezy in the inner one.
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls squeezing out your inner thigh. That's no good.
Yeah, yeah. I've changed some baby's diapers, and you know, it shoots up the back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nasty. Oh, yeah,
it's horrible.
I was changing one of those diapers when my wife told me we were going to have another one. She went to the doctor, and I was in the middle of changing the shittiest diaper I've ever seen. She calls me after her appointment. I'm pregnant. I said, you got to be fucking kidding me.
That's when you shitted your pants, and you're like, you got to come home and change my diaper.
Mm-hmm.
You shit it all the way up your back. Got to comb it out of your hair.
Ooh.
It's real bad then. All right. I'm going to say this, but I mean, considering what we've done before, I don't know if it's completely necessary, but we are not scientists. We're barely considered smart. The research we do is quick and dirty. Please, for the love of whatever deity you pray to, do your own research and come to your own conclusions.
I mean, you gave us a compliment there. You said we're barely smart. I would classify myself as way down there, buddy.
Dumb.
Dumb ass.
D plus dumb. It's not a C minus. We went right into D plus.
Mm-hmm. I walked into the classroom. Teacher said, you already failed. Dumbass. Get out of here.
That looks like a 62 right there to me. Boom. See ya. Is that passing now? I think it's passing now. I think they'll actually let you go through. They fucked it up. Like an A is an additional 5% or something. And then they just like moved all the grades down a lower 5% or more or something.
No child left behind.
Yeah. We just need to get these goddamn kids out of here.
Yeah. And then what happens is you end up with a whole generation of fucking idiots. Because they're like, I passed high school. But not like you wouldn't have in our time. You idiot. No. You would have fucking failed.
Yes.
You need to learn some shit.
Ugh. We could bitch about this all day.
Yeah, this is not an alt.
These topics are for entertainment purposes only. Seriously. So if the predictions for what I'm about to talk about are true or completely bullshit, being prepared either way is not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, it's better to be prepared than unprepared, for sure, for whatever life throws at you.
Right. So if you prepare in advance, then you're not going to be so surprised if this event occurs, whatever. But, I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't learn these skills for preparation. Casual Preppers, I think there's a podcast, Casual Preppers Podcast, and I've been seeing multiple things on just there's the random ads on YouTube for, what the hell is it called?
Those MREs or whatever it is, all the survival foods.
Yeah. What is it, TAC? The crackers that they made in the Civil War, something TAC. They last for a long-ass time, and then somehow, however you prepare Spam yourself, not get it out of the actual can because there's something in that. I mean, that'll last a long-ass time, but if you actually make it yourself from pork and all the ingredients that go into it, that will last a long time too.
Hmm. Okay.
So being prepped is a good thing to do. I'll just preface this whole thing with that. So there's no reason why you can't prepare for something like this, whether it's going to happen or not, whether there's sayers or naysayers and scientists and physicists telling this one or that one, blah, 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 blah. There's no reason not to be prepared.
Right. I mean, anything could happen, whether it's this topic or whatever it is. You never know when you're going to need this stuff. I go through phases where, you know, I'm like, you know what? I better start fucking buying food. I better buy food, and I better buy fucking blankets, and I better buy a fucking shit for my bug out bag.
Yep. Yep.
I just go through phases, and my wife's like, holy fuck, another phase? Like, what are you doing, man?
Well, now that I've prepared 4 or 5 times, we're good.
Yeah, well, I never actually buy the food. I just look at it online, and I'm like, oh, I should, you know, I should buy this.
3 gallons of baked beans for $5? Fuck yeah.
What a deal, man.
Put that on the wish list. Now, with all that said, what if I told you there's a real good chance there's a mini ice age coming?
I don't like that because I like warm weather, you know? So I'm not really down with a mini ice age.
Well, there's so many things pointing to this is actually going to happen.
I guess it's better than a big ice age.
Well, mini as in, well, I guess it's short. Could be a decade, according to this data.
Okay.
One or two year tolerance for that, because the sun comes in multiple cycles.
Uh-huh.
And does all kinds of stuff. But the, sure, it's short for a decade, but the winters are definitely going to be cold, and the summers are going to be mild. So there's still going to be, in our region, like mid-Atlantic region, things would just be extra cold. Like, high temperatures in the peak of summer, peaking around 60, 70 degrees in our location.
Oh, no.
Peaking.
Yeah, that's not good. I don't like that.
It could be lower, too. But
yeah, I like it like fucking 90, dude. I like to be outside when it's like 90 degrees.
Sweating. Every part of you is sweating. Your eyeballs are fucking sweating.
Well, I mean, we got a lot of humidity around here. If it was 90 and no humidity or very low humidity, I'm fucking in my happy place right there, buddy. I need to move the fuck out of Delaware. I need to go to, like, Florida or something. Actually, it's humid as fuck there.
It might be an okay place in the next 10 years or so.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You're going to retire in Florida in 10 years? You got a little while to go from there.
Well, it depends. I mean, if the podcast really takes off, dude, we can go anywhere.
We got a summer home in Florida. We got a winter home in Maine.
No, I don't think you want a winter in Maine. I think you might want to do it the opposite way. Summer in Maine. Yeah. You winter in Maine, you might not get the fuck back out ever.
It's true. It's a very good point. I'd be interested in going up to Maine to check out some of the... I'm a Stephen King fan, so the different places he's created in his stories in and around where he lives in Maine, like Derry, Maine, doesn't exist, but it's a full-on living town in the movie It, or the story It. So I'd be interested in checking out Maine, just to check it out. I might not get a winter home there.
You know we're 20 fucking minutes in, and we haven't even said much?
It's all right. It's fine. I've got a shit ton of notes, but I was just kind of fucking around.
I just happened to look over at the time. I'm like, holy shit, man. How are we this far in?
So my topic is pretty much an ice age is coming.
Does this have to do with the like a solar minimum?
Yes.
Okay.
You know about the solar minimum?
I don't know. I've never researched it, but I've heard a lot about it. Like the cycles and stuff like that. And that's why, so before it was global warming. And then they're like, fuck, that's not right. So let's, climate change. Yeah, that fits it better because it's not getting warmer when fucking Saudi Arabia is getting a snowstorm. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a whole lot of human trouble with all that. There's a whole section of scientists that believe that the humans don't have as much to do with climate change as we've been told.
I am fully on board with that.
It seems like it's very, very political for the narrative. I mean, I guess that's where we can say we're not scientists. We're only doing this research for entertainment purposes.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Only something. Not much.
In fact, not at all. I can't even spell scientist.
There's a six in there, I swear.
A backwards three, maybe?
Maybe. Probably. Sounds like a good password to me.
Indeed.
But, yeah, the solar minimum, and has to do with sunspots. And it seems like a bonkers idea that sunspots affect the climate of the Earth, but it really, really does.
Yeah, I mean, it's really strange how isn't it? I guess it's not just the tilt of the Earth that causes seasons, right? Because we're not in a perfect.
It's not a perfect sphere. The Earth is a little wide in the gut.
I mean, our orbit. It's not a perfect circle. It's.
Right.
It's not a bad band, A Perfect Circle.
There you go.
So, but still, just the little bit of variation can really change a lot.
Right.
So I can get behind a sunspot kind of fucking things up.
Well, it's not just the sunspots, but like you were saying, the orbit of the Earth is really weird, and the sun is blasting through the galaxy, and the Earth is trying to keep up with it. So every so many hundreds of years, the Earth is a little bit further away from the sun than normal.
What?
You know that?
No.
Yeah. So our orbit stretches out. After so long, it's kind of springy. It's mostly a circle, but then at some point it stretches out, so we're a little bit further away from the sun at certain eras.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what's coming in the next 10 years. The data that I've collected is pointing towards, we've just started cycle 25, because they started recording sunspots in 1755. I'll tell you what sunspots are in a minute.
Okay.
But they started recording them in 1755, and from that point, it's 11-year cycles, 11-ish year cycles for the sunspot forecast. So when it starts, the sunspots are at a very minimum, and then in the middle of that, they go to a maximum, and then they come back down to a minimum at the end of the cycle, and then that starts a new cycle. We just finished 24 and 2019, and then at the end of 2019, we started cycle 25.
Okay, so at the end of the cycle, are we warmer or are we colder?
Colder.
At the end of the cycle?
At the end and the beginning. Where they cut off the edges of the cycle are at the lowest points of sunspots.
Okay, so it starts, it gets warmer, 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 and then cooler, cooler, cooler.
Yes.
Okay.
And now is the time to look at that link.
Oh, okay.
And while you're pulling that up, tell you what a sunspot is. The solar cycle progression. Sunspots are darker, cooler areas on the surface of the sun in a region called the photosphere. The photosphere has a temperature of 5,800 degrees Kelvin. Sunspots have temperatures of about 3,800 degrees Kelvin. They look dark only in comparison with the brighter and hotter regions of the photosphere around them. Sunspots can be very large, up to 50,000 kilometers in diameter. They are caused by interactions with the sun's magnetic field, which are not fully understood. But a sunspot is somewhat like the cap on a soda bottle. Shake it up, and you can generate a big eruption. Sunspots occur over regions of intense magnetic activity, and when that energy is released, solar flares and big storms called coronal mass ejections erupt from sunspots.
Hmm.
So that chart that you're looking at.
So
go ahead.
I was going to say that it's, judging by the chart, you're warmer at the end of the cycle, right?
Well, we just started 25.
Right.
So the minimum, you see where it says 24 in about 2014. And then 25 and about 2026. that's the middle of the cycles. That's the peak sunspots in those cycles.
Right. So it should be colder there, right?
And the more sunspots there are, the warmer it is.
Oh. Okay. See, I was a little thrown off there. I figured more sunspots means colder.
Yeah. That would make sense because those are darker spots on the sun that are not as hot. But yeah, when the sunspots are there, there tends to be more solar activity, more solar flares. So it's radiating. It's actually radiating more heat out.
Okay.
So if you see there in the dip, the very low dip, 2020, we just had a pretty good winter.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming out of it now, finally, at the beginning of 21. They're predicting that at about 2025 is going to be the peak of this one. So it's 2025 is going to be a mild winter and a very warm summer.
Okay. So how are we getting to a mini ice age?
So just below that.
Okay.
If you take the, see where it says 2000 and it's got the the waves on the bottom there. It says 1950 and then 2000, just below this chart.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you can stretch that out.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you stretch that out all the way back to say 1800, looking at all these peaks and valleys, we've got a peak around like 1810, and then every 11 years, there's a peak in a valley. But from about, what is that, 1940-ish? No, 1960-ish. It was a very warm summer around cycle 19. Extremely warm. Yeah. Lots of sunspots.
Yeah. I see what you're getting at now, yeah.
It's slowly trending downward.
Yeah, the peaks are not as high.
Yeah. So in the early 1800s, if you stretch all the way back there, the early 1800s, about 1798, let me see, let me look at my notes here. Where are we at? Is what they call the Dalton minimum.
Okay.
So the early 1800s was very fucking cold. That's when they recorded that the Thames River in England froze.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I was going to say, did they have like an ice age or whatever back in like 1802, 1800, you know, whatever. But during
the Dalton minimum is when the Thames froze over. My parents weren't alive then, but my dad has told me stories about periods of time where they would drive cars out on frozen rivers.
I mean, that's what that whole show Ice Road Truckers is about, right? Don't they have to, like, they're driving on a frozen river, I think.
Are they?
I believe so, or a frozen lake or something like that, yeah. So it's, you know, they can only do it at certain times of the year, and that's why it's so hazardous, because they're just fucking pushing it to the max, dude.
Well, I guess that's going to be a new show in the next decade or so. Or they're going to bring it back. Is it still on?
You know, I don't really know. You know what I find interesting about this chart? Not to change the subject here. In like the, you know, I guess what, 63 to like 75? That's like the only low one. You know what I mean? Like it goes up, drops down, and then back up.
Yeah, it dipped. It dipped pretty good in the early 60s. And I don't know what happened then.
The peak is really low compared to the one before and right after it.
Now, a very interesting thing. I told you I was asking my parents have told me these stories multiple times. And I was telling you about what they were saying and how it correlates exactly with what is going on here.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fucking believe it. When I'm like, okay, when did that happen? Because my dad was born in 1947, and he said he remembers a time. He grew up in West Virginia, and he remembers the time looking down off a hill someplace, and he said he thought he saw a fence line, and he thought, oh, the snow is not that bad. But then as he stood there and figured out what was actually going on, it was the tops of telephone poles.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so either the snow drifted that fucking much or they had that much snow. So if you look at the dip here, so if he remembers that from 1947, he was born in 47, if he remembers that, so he must have been what, 10, 12? I think that's what he said. I think he said he was like 10 years old. So from about 47, 10 years, so if you go to 1957, we're starting to come back up on the peak. But it was right around that dip in 1954-55.
Yeah. Huh.
So he said he remembers that distinctly, that had happened.
This is really fucking interesting, dude.
I know. It's a cycle. It's happening. Now, for my mom, she was born in 1955. And she says she remembers there were Easters where she buried Easter eggs in the snow. And she's pretty positive that she was around 10 years old. 1955, 10 or 12. So 1955, 1965 had a hell of a dip too. That was the middle of cycles 19 and 20.
Yeah.
So there was a dip there. So they were burying Easter eggs in the snow. And Easter falls, I'm going to put that in my notes someplace. So it's the first Sunday after the first full moon of spring.
Right.
And somehow it correlates with the Bible somewhere, somehow.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, I'm not sure.
So Easter could be from March 22nd till April 25th. And I don't remember, I know she told me and I don't remember what it was, but I think it was into April that they had enough snow that they buried Easter eggs. It doesn't take a lot of snow, but mid-Atlantic Maryland area, there was enough snow to hide Easter eggs in the snow.
Yeah, and that was a very low point there. March of 1964?
Yep.
Very low, huh?
And then you drag that out, and we've steadily been coming down, down, down. Oh, do you remember a harsh winter? Because I remember one that really sticks out for me.
Yeah, I do, and I cannot remember what fucking year it was. I remember we had like a week off of school because we got so much fucking snow.
Yep.
That, I mean, literally nobody was on the road. We were out playing. We lived right on a main road, and we were out playing football in the middle of the road right in front of my house because nobody was there. And, you know, it's wide open, and we don't have to worry about hitting a tree with the fucking football or anything like that. But it was so bad that nobody was out.
Right. Do you remember if you were still in elementary school?
I want to say I was probably in middle school. I had just maybe started middle school. I could have been elementary school.
That seems about right. You were born in 87, right?
Yeah.
So you were born in a low for the sunspots, and then we have the high, which goes about 90, 91, 92, and then we dip back down to 96. I, in 1996, so if we were going winter 95 into 96, that's when I was in eighth grade in middle school.
Yeah, I really want to say it was about 95. I remember people talking about the blizzard of 95, I think.
Mm-hmm. I remember being off a week of school. I'm pretty sure it was the last. So, because middle school for me, it was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Yeah, same here, 6th, 7th, 8th.
So you may have been in 5th or 6th grade in 95.
Yeah, I just remember I was young. I remember literally looking at, like, sitting at the house, looking out the front window, thinking, dang, this is a lot of snow, man.
Yeah.
Just watching it come down, and I was like, and I was just praying to see my school come across the bottom of that TV.
And it did every day for a week.
Yeah, I think it was an entire week we missed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I thought it was because, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me then, and this reason doesn't really make a whole lot of sense at all, but I'm pretty sure during that week, somebody vandalized the Northeast Middle School, smashed windows. So I can't see them canceling school for the entire district just because one school got vandalized. Know what I mean?
Right.
But still, that was the winter of 95-96. And the end of 96 is when I started high school. But that was a crazy winter because I remember walking from where we lived. We were close to a shopping plaza. It was like part of the neighborhood. We just walked over there. Everything was shut down, and we just took our snowboards, our little shitty plastic snowboards that we got for Christmas, took them over to the shopping plaza and skidded down the hill. Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
The snowboards that didn't have any bindings. You just kind of stood on it, and you're like, well, I hope I don't fucking die. There's no grip tape or anything. It's just all plastic, and you just fucking, you know, the second you get a little bit of snow on top, you just slip off, break your fucking leg.
Yep. It hits the end of the... It's the board stops and you keep going.
Yeah. There's no bindings keeping that thing with you, dude.
But that was a harsh ass winter, 95-96.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember, it probably wasn't good, 2008-9-10 winters. That was another dip in sunspots. That one doesn't stand out for me.
Yeah, me either.
But if you drag that thing out to well beyond 2020, that red line is supposed to be their predicted values, and it is completely fucking flat starting about 2035 to 2040. Flat.
Now, is that because they don't predict the next cycle, or
it's actually going to be flat?
I
don't know. I don't know completely. But the chart goes out to 2040.
Yeah, you would think it would not if they're only predicting this cycle. Like, it should be going back up by 2040, and it's not.
Right.
So what are the, well, I mean, why? Do they think there's...
Well, we might be coming to a point where it's another one of these eras of super low, for an extended period of time, super low sunspots. Because they have actually named them. As they've got the recorded, they have the records, they've gone through the records, they've done the ice cylinders. They dig down, look at the ice, and they measure the carbon dating of the ice and see what's in the whatever dust was in the atmosphere and all that. And they've named these. So the Maunder minimum was 1645 to 1715. And that was when the Thames River froze over. Apparently there was multiple times when the Thames froze over.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a big one. And then before that, in the end of 1350, they had the Wolf minimum. So about 300 years before, there was the Wolf minimum. And then about 300 years before that, there was the Oort minimum.
It looks to me, now I'm just looking at the little bottom part here. It looks to me like all the minimums last about 3 or 4 cycles.
Yeah, 3 decades.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the prediction. That with this, there was a Dalton minimum, but it wasn't that bad. So every 300 years, there's an extra dip. There's an extra long period of no sunspots. And the prediction is about 2030, we're going to get into that. At the end of cycle 25, we might be going into this extended period of less sunspots.
Do you know what causes a sunspot? Like, what is a sunspot?
It's the it's a cycle of the sun. It's the switching of the poles, so the magnetic poles of the sun.
Okay.
So north to south, south to north.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, they measure these cycles in both 11 and 22 years, give or take. It depends on where the minimum falls, the extreme minimum for these sunspots to change over to a cycle.
Okay.
But it's the changing of the magnetic poles of the sun.
Okay.
So in that process, so from where either north is settled on one end of the sun and south is settled on the other, you spin, as it's spinning around, as north is going south and south is going north, you've got the higher times of the sunspots, and then it cycles back in the next 11-year period until it's settled for a period of time, for a part of a cycle, and then that's when the sunspots settle down for a little while.
So it sounds like it takes a while for the swapping of the poles. Like, it's a slow, right?
Yeah.
Because while it's swapping, that's when you get most sunspots.
Right.
So it takes like 30 fucking years for it to switch.
Yes.
This is fucking interesting, dude. This is really fucking interesting.
Isn't it wild as hell? Now, these are not the only... The climate change is not the only correlations with what happens with these solar cycles. But we should take a break, and then we'll get into more of this crazy-ass correlations between all this shit. You getting chills? I'm getting chills. I'm a little chilly.
My basement's cold. So, yeah, I'm cold.
Chilly. I can go for some chili.
I love chili.
My wife doesn't like chili. And she doesn't like putting beans in it when she does make it. Oh, my God.
My wife doesn't like chili with beans. Like, okay, whatever. You don't like it with beans. Make it without it. Give me something. I want the chili flavor. Make it without them. Come on, what are we doing here?
Something. Just give me something. Put the beans on the side. I'll add it in later.
I laughed and my shit was muted. I just realized.
All right. Looking back at this chart, I'm going to get you an idea of what this Maunder minimum thing was, because it was bloody cold with little sunspots. So if you stretch this entire chart out from the 1750 mark to beyond 2020, the highest peak was in August 1778, and the average was about 250 sunspots in August of 1778. That's a high peak. And then the low peak just after that, in 1 month, in January 1784, there was about 20, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Next high peak was about 1787 with 220 sunspots. And some of the lower peaks, so the next lowest peak was 1805 with about 68, 69 average sunspots in that 1 month.
So that means colder.
The peaks mean warmer.
Well, I mean the fewer sunspots. Fewer sunspots means
colder.
Colder. That seems so weird. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta like break your brain to try to really understand.
Yeah, you would think a sunspot would be like hindering the output of the sun.
Right. You gotta break your brain to do that. Now, that was just over, you know, that handful of years, 1778 to what I say last one was 1806, 1805. And just on those averages, that was, you know, hundreds of sunspots, thousands of sunspots, even there. But in the Maunder minimum from 1645 to 1715, what's that? 70 years? 45 to 15?
Yeah.
And that much time, there should have been, on an average, in that length of time, there should be 40 to 50,000 sunspots, visible occurring sunspots. But from 1645 to 1715, there was only 50 recorded sunspots. 50 total.
Whoa.
That's low as hell. That's
fuck
so
yeah.
That's why they assume, you know, that's a little ice age. They assume this activity was due to the sunspots. But another thing that occurred during that time, or just before that time, well, there was some severe volcanic activity. Let me see if I know I put that someplace here. Because I grabbed a bunch of, like, correlating things. Maunder minimum, 1645 to 1715. There was... I know there's a volcano around then. It was, damn it.
While you're looking it up, I should mention this is not a like a some goofy conspiracy website. This is the Space Weather Prediction Center, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This is NOAA.
Right. This is not just some thing.
Yeah, it's not like a flat Earth website where they're like, look at this. Fucking, I can see the ship and I shouldn't. This is legit shit.
This is the legit collected data that's correlating with things that have happened in the past. Cycles. It's going in cycles.
It's very obvious when you look at it. It goes up and then it goes back down and then it goes up and it goes back down. Like, we're clearly in a low point here.
Yeah, in 2020, we're in a low point. And so the next couple of winters will be legit-ass winners. And now there's potential, since we're coming to one of those 300-year marks.
I meant, like, our peaks are even lower than... Like, we're clearly in a very low, fairly mild summers, I assume.
I would say this one is not going to be warm, necessarily.
Huh.
I don't know what the precipitation is going to look like, but it's not going to be warm.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be... overly warm. I mean, we're not going to be seeing record-breaking temperatures, I don't think.
Not record-breaking highs this year. Now, there, you know, there's plenty of people that say, oh, you know, it's all just because of climate change. Too much carbon in the air. Too much CO2 in the air. Yes. Yes, that is definitely a factor, and I can agree that there is too much carbon in the air, and we should probably do something about that. But I don't humans don't have that much or as much of an effect on climate change as they're really pushing.
I mean, look, I'm looking at this fucking chart right here. We have no effect.
Not on sunspots.
It looks like we have no, I mean, it, well, yeah. But I mean, if sunspots have a direct correlation to the temperature of our planet.
There was a volcano that erupted just before the modern minimum, or there was a series of volcanoes, but, oh shit, maybe it's on this one. So, let's see, 1982, that second link that I sent you.
Yep, got it up now.
In 1741, Vesuvius erupted again, and that time, and that was a super low dent in the Little Ice Age is what they call it. It's very cold.
Yeah.
90 major eruptions, 4 in 1660 alone. So, combined with the low sunspots and extreme volcano activity is when this Little Ice Age happened.
Huh.
So, I mean, there was lots of dust in the air, lots of sulfur, but with a combination like this, that's what happened. Now, on this chart you see here, there 2010's worldwide weather extremes, and then 2016, 2020, it climbs up, and they're predicting that there could be a major eruption, major volcanic eruption, in the next handful of years.
Fuck.
So if there is a major volcanic eruption, so this solar cycle is supposed to peak in 2025. If we see a major solar eruption, or solar eruption, no, volcanic eruption between 2025 and 2030, brother, we are in for something of an ice age.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And it's very likely. Look at all these peaks and valleys. So there was a long fucking period of time. It was super hot from the 1550 BC to about 500 BC. It was very warm.
Yeah.
It was just another cycle. It was almost as warm as it is now. Yes, we've had some seriously mild temperatures over a long period of time. But we're in a dip right now. And then we're going to be in a very low peak coming. And very likely, the sunspots... When I was researching this, I'm like, so the sunspots affect volcanic eruption. It's almost like the sun and the earth are talking to each other.
Whoa. Yeah, dude.
They're yelling at each other. The sun and the earth are yelling at each other during these various periods of time. And then for a while, they don't talk to each other.
This episode is essentially why the fucking liberals were wrong. You know what I mean? Like, it's global warming. No, it's global cooling. No, it's fucking climate change. I don't fucking know what it is. Elect me. I'll fix it. No, you're not going to fix it because it's a fucking thing. It's a wave. It just happens.
Yes.
And we just have to fucking ride it, baby. Ride this fucking wave.
It's going to be cold. We're probably not going to do a whole lot of swimming come 2032. It's not going to be a whole lot of beach time. You're going to have to go to an indoor pool. Just fuck it. Go to the next town over. One of the lower end cities, go to a Holiday Inn, swim inside for a couple of days. It's going to be your weekend getaway. $80, go swim for 2 days.
This is fucking crazy.
There's even more correlations. The sunspots affect so many things on Earth. And the Wolf Minimum, that ran from 2080 to 1350.
Okay.
The Black Death
began... Did you say 2080?
Yeah, 2080 to 1350. So they read these... Like, they studied the carbon dating and all that shit. And
BC, BC.
No, AD. 1280. Did I say 2080? 1280 to 1350.
Yeah, you said 2080.
Fuck, sorry.
And I was like, what?
We're looking into the future yesterday, shit.
Fucking John Titor over here.
Wolf Minimum, 1280 to 1350. The Black Death began around 1346. Okay. 1450, the spoiler minimum, it was 1450 to 1550. So these are just periods with extra low sunspots that's been recorded. This is about the period of time when exploring as made famous by Christopher Columbus, carried European diseases to the Americas. The Aztecs were likely wiped out by smallpox in 1520 during a minimum.
Huh.
Research that took place, and they are the general hypothesis is that deaths of 56 million Native Americans in the 16th and 17th century, largely through disease, may have altered Earth's climate as vegetation growth on previously tilled land drew more CO2 from the atmosphere and caused a cooling event. So the extra growth that happened because the lands were not tilled anymore, so people died and the Earth took the land back. And so when the Earth took the land back, it needed more CO2. Took the CO2 out of the air, made it cold as shit for this period of time, went right after Christopher Columbus discovered the Americas. But that was also a time of sunspot minimum, the Maunder minimum, 1645 to 1715. And 1665 is when the Great Plague of London happened, right in the middle of the minimum.
Really?
1790 to 1820. This was about just beyond the max of cycle four, the maximum sunspots of cycle four, to just beyond the maximum of six. So it ran about two full cycles, the Dalton minimum. 1817, right at the end of that. First cholera pandemic, peak around solar cycle six.
Cholera?
Cholera? Yeah, that's the one.
I was like, what the fuck is cholera? So, is this a fucking coronavirus episode too, dude?
It's coming. It's fucking coming, dude. 1855, the third plague pandemic, was the beginning, which is the minimum of solar cycle 10. Fiji measles pandemic, end or near minimum of solar cycle 11. End of cycle solar 11. Or solar cycle 11, so it was the minimum. Minimum sunspots, pandemic. 1889, Russian flu. Very end of solar cycle 12 and the beginning of 13, so it was a minimum period again. And then what they call the modern maximum started in 1914. So the Spanish flu was at the for some reason it flips here. So this is where the data gets a little confused. But that's actually what some scientists have discovered. There's a point where the data starts to skew and it starts to flip around. So the Spanish flu was in 1918, which was in the middle of a maximum.
I wonder, did our poll shift? Did that have something to do with it? You know what I mean?
That's a very good point. I don't know.
I don't know when our polls have shifted, but
I think they're working on it.
Yeah, so do I. I think that's a thing that they keep talking about.
So the Asian flu was in 1957. It was the near the peak of cycle 19, near maximum sunspots of cycle 19. SARS, after the peak of cycle 23, peak was in 2001. SARS went crazy in 2003. So in cycle 24 started in 2008. You know what happened in 2009?
Bird flu?
Swine flu. That was the minimum, very near minimum of cycle 24. 11 years later, what do you got? 2009 plus 11.
Rona.
Rona. And it's the end of cycle 24, the beginning of cycle 25. It's the minimum period of sunspots, coronavirus.
Why don't people fucking know about this?
I don't know. It seems like all this data is just lining right up. It's all fitting right together.
It literally seems like something you can prepare for. You can see it's coming. You know what I mean? You're like, okay. Like, no wonder Bill Gates and whatever said, we got to prepare for a fucking pandemic.
Man Linda Gates.
Yeah, Man Linda. Because they fucking, you can see the data. It's just fucking rolling, dude. This is unbelievable. This is unfucking believable.
Or if you want to really get into a conspiracy, we don't know about these cycles because they want to use these cycles as a weapon.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant when I said, why don't we know about this? Because they're fucking hiding. They're keeping it from us. They're not putting it out. It's not on fucking Fox News and CNN and all that shit.
No.
You got to go. You got to fucking dig deep into the fucking Noah and all these other websites that, honestly, I've never even thought to look into.
No, not at all.
And now that I'm seeing this, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, do I have to, like, I'm going to have to print out a chart for the next 100 fucking years
yeah,
so
no
I can
shit.
Be prepared for my family and I to not fucking die.
Yeah. So here comes the sunspots. Sweet. We're going to go on vacation for these 5 years because it's going to be nice and warm. Now, for the 5 years beyond that, we're going to prepare our asses for some cold weather.
This is unfucking real. I'm serious, dude. I don't know how you thought of this topic. I don't know how this came about. I don't know how you found all this fucking research, but it's incredible. And I am going to save these fucking websites for sure.
There's so much. What else? Where was I going? Oh, Farmer's Almanac. They use solar activity as part of their predictions, and usually they're fucking spot on.
Yeah, they're pretty damn close.
They're like, oh, shit, you're probably going to see 2 inches of snow in July. You jackasses. Who's going to see 2 inches of snow in July? North Dakota's going to see 2 inches of snow in July.
You go to watch the fireworks. We got to cancel. It started snow.
Yeah,
no
shit. Wasn't that a thing? I think that was a thing in recent times. I swear my mom said that. She told me somebody saw it in the Farmer's Almanac that there was going to be snow in June or July. I'm like, fucker. Are they smoking their product? Like the farmers are growing their product and they're smoking it too? They can't be doing that. No, these fucking guys know exactly what the fuck is going on.
Didn't we recently get snow in May?
Probably.
Within the last decade, I think. We got snow in May, I believe.
There you go. In the last decade. We're in a low right now. A decade ago was another low.
Okay, so how do you explain a few years ago I wore shorts on Christmas Day?
High. Sunspot high.
But how? Okay.
So it was like 60 degrees on Christmas morning or something. There was no snow in fucking sight.
Yeah, it was like 70 fucking five that day for a high.
For some crazy ass reason. So you feel like that was in the last 4 or 5 years?
Actually, I'm literally looking at this fucking chart right now, and there's that weird dip at like 2016. I'm looking at this global temperatures.
Oh, okay.
And there's that weird fucking dip, dude. So yeah, that would kind of explain the prediction of snow in Maine. Yeah, in Maine in May, and then also our warm Christmas.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
This is why I was freaking out for the last week. Like, I'm trying to tell you, but I don't want you.
What have you fucking done to me, man? Now I'm gonna fucking lose it. I'm gonna fucking lose it. It's crazy. And what's even crazier, because we're a conspiracy show and we are conspiracy dudes, it's even weirder that we have no fucking clue about this. I'm a fucking conspiracy guy, dude. I was the one who was like, what do you think about doing a conspiracy show? You know what I mean? Like, I've been a conspiracy guy for I don't know how long.
Right.
No clue about this shit.
This is insane. It seems like, yes, humans have an effect on climate for sure. There's a whole lot more flat spaces, parking lots, paved areas, concrete areas, all that stuff. We're using a whole lot more fossil fuels. Looking at the one chart, we are just making it to a warm period that happened in the 1000 BC.
I got to question whether we have any effect at all, dude. Because originally, it was global warming. All our CO2, all the carbon monoxide, you know, the sun rays get in and they bounce around. Greenhouse gases. Now what? Now it's getting colder. They're like, oh, there's so much CO2, it's blocking the sun.
They had to switch it.
I'm telling you, dude, it's all political. It's all bullshit. It's fucking cycles. And then they'll say, oh, yeah, but we do have an effect. I don't think so. Or if we do, They don't fucking know what it is. They're just making up bullshit to get votes.
Yeah, exactly. And now they're going to be able to use that after this next minimum. From 2030 to 2040, there's going to be a hell of a minimum. And then, yeah, that's about a decade in there. But there is the one Russian physicist. No, Ukraine. The fuck's her name? Zarkova. She said, I'll have to get her first name. She said it'll be about a decade of very cold, and then we're going to see about 300 years of very warm.
What?
Yeah, right after that, it's going to get warm, and it's going to stay warm for some time. You know, we're still going to see dips in sunspots, but it's going to gradually and gradually more and more and more get warm. That's going to be beyond our lifetime and our kids. But it's celestial cycles that's doing this.
Yeah.
What the hell happened in 1100 BC to make it so hot?
Brother, you've blown my motherfucking mind today.
This one podcast that has been gone for years, they have been talking about it for this long. And in the beginning of it, the third episode, he's like, yeah, man, we're probably going to see in about 2023, 2024, there's probably going to be another pandemic. There's probably going to be some kind of global virus. I'm like, this was in 2017 was when they did this podcast. He said, we're probably going to see in 2023 a global pandemic. And I listened to this a week or two ago. And I'm like, hold the fuck up. We just went through a global pandemic. We're working our way through it anyway.
Yeah.
Dude predicted this. So, come on. That podcast is called Mini Ice Age Conversations, and it is fascinating as fuck. He has a YouTube channel, too, called Adapt 2030, because we need to adapt to cold climates coming in 2030.
So look, all you fucking Canadians, you better go to Mexico, all right?
French Canadian needs to learn Mexican Spanish.
Can I get a taco, eh?
Just burn two stereotypes right there.
This is fucking nuts, dude. We can literally predict viruses now. Well, not viruses, but like pandemics.
So that means there's a real chance, real good chance. We got all this vaccination right now, but we lived through the swine flu. We've lived through this COVID-19 coronavirus, the fuck ever you want to call it, today. So we might see something else that really pokes at humans in, what, 2032?
Yeah, I went back to the other chart. Yeah. I mean,
if there's some serious volcanic eruptions coming towards the end of this decade, so 2025 is going to be the peak of this solar cycle 25. So it's going to be a nice summer. It's going to be a hot summer. We have a lot of shit to do. A lot of vacation. We've got the solar eclipse that's coming through America, what, 21, 22? Is it next year? Something like that. Anyway, yeah, that's coming soon. So that's going to be a good time. And then after that, baby, tighten up your fucking adult diaper and insulate it, because it's getting cold.
This, I know I keep saying it, but this is fucking insane, dude.
I know. I've been looking at this shit for 2 weeks. I'm like, who the fuck up? The Valentina Zarkova is the Ukraine scientist, the Ukraine physicist that thought this up. And they're actually trying to block her research. So if you look up her paper she put on Nature.com, when it comes up, it says retracted article. You can still read the article, but they're like, oh, she's fucking crazy.
I mean, of course they fucking silenced her.
Yeah, because it's not part of their political narrative.
So essentially, what you're saying, you're not saying it, but you're
implying
the data is showing it that the virus will go away by itself, right? Because they didn't have vaccines back when the fucking bubonic plague was around.
No,
it just fucking stopped.
A pile of the earth. Massive amounts of the Earth population died. It was like 54 million people or some shit.
It was a lot. I don't know the numbers, but
but the Black Death took out a lot of the Earth's population. And so they tell us that the coronavirus, COVID-19, this one took out a lot of the Earth's population. Not a significant percentage, but a number. So a lot of fucking people left on the Earth.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't even make jokes. I can't even talk right now because I'm running through my head right now is they fucking knew this was coming because it happens every cycle.
And they use it
for political gain.
It's very possible that they use it against us. So they're like, oh, okay, this thing's coming, so let's say that we're preparing for this thing. And then we prepare for this thing. Now we're going to fuck everything up. We're going to fuck up the economy. Then we're going to bring it back. And they give us another decade or two, we'll fuck it up again.
That's why they hold these fucking conferences, dude. Like, right before a pandemic starts, because they're planning for a pandemic, because they fucking know it's coming, because it has happened throughout history.
Continues to happen.
It will continue to happen too. It over. Like you said, like you told me. Like you told me, it's a fucking cycle. There's nothing we can do about it.
No, we just have to live through it, and we can. We can. Yeah, you just have to prepare.
Absolutely.
It's getting cold. There's potential. There's some serious cold coming. Learn to farm. Learn to can. Build your bailout bag.
I mean, do we need to do that though? Do we need to go that far?
What, farm?
Well, I mean, it's going to get colder. Are we going to have a legit ice age?
It's not going to be the fucking planet Hoth. We're not going to have permafrost covering the entire Earth for a decade.
Right, yeah.
It's just going to be, I guess they're being the same way. Global warming. Well, we're going to have global cooling, but it's not going to be total death across the globe or nothing like that. We're going to have more ice in the Arctic and more ice in the Antarctic, and we're going to have severely mild summers where you're going to have to get used to go swimming and your flowing creek 5 blocks away when it's 70 degrees for the high in the summer or some shit. And then you're going to have to get used to, for weeks on end, 0 degrees for winter. Shit like that. It's not going to be like a full-on frozen tundra of the Earth. It's not going to be some ice ball
right, floating
in space. It's just going to be severely mild, severely cold. We're going to have more severe cool extremes.
When was Gore running for president? Was it 98?
Was he against Obama?
No, Gore went against
Bush too.
Yeah, W.
Did he?
Yeah. That was the Hanging Chad incident.
Hanging Chad.
Was that 98?
That was a peak. So that's when he had an inconvenient truth.
Yeah, well, I was saying, like, because I was looking at it, and he's saying global warming. Well, it was warming up.
Yeah? With all those sunspots during that time, but...
But it wasn't global warming. I mean, it was, but it wasn't... This is unreal, dude. Unfucking real.
I know. There was that Mini Ice Age podcast. One of his guests came on, and he said, I'll leave you with this. He called it an Irish curse, but when I looked up the phrase, some people attributed it to a Chinese curse, but there's no real origin of this phrase. So it's either Irish or Chinese, but anyway, it's fitting. May you live in interesting times. It's a curse.
Wow. I'll never ever top this topic, dude.
It's wild as shit.
This might consume the rest of my life. I might research this for the rest of my life now.
We've got weather patterns on the sun that affect weather on the Earth for extended periods of time. Not just weather, but the effects of life. The pandemics, the viruses, the bacteria on the Earth. And geological cycles on the Earth itself. Sometimes high peaks affect volcanoes. Sometimes low peaks affect volcanoes. And when there's more volcanic activity, then the Earth is going to get colder. It's mind-blowing. It's so fucking crazy. And we are in a low right now. Peak 2025 peak. And after that, extra low.
Yeah, I mean, even the peak for what they're predicting for this cycle is lower than the peak that happened.
Yeah.
Last cycle.
Right. The Earth is going through menopause.
Well, no.
Why not?
Menopause, you get hot flashes.
Oh.
I don't think we're going to have any hot flashes for a while.
Well, it's going to be some time before we have a real legit hot flash, but it's happened.
You guys can't see me. I'm just sitting here shaking my head like, what the fuck?
We've got to bring this to an end here. But yeah, it's...
I could sit here and listen to this all fucking day now at this point.
There's so many things that just correlate, line up. It's just this massive puzzle piece like this thing. You can almost predict so much. You can predict anything. It's so many things from what's going on. We just had like a for real winter. There was periods of time where we had 12 inches of snow. I mean, granted, it wasn't as severe as previous winters, but those are coming back.
Yeah, our winters around here haven't been that drastic until now. I mean, for us anyway.
Right. This felt like a good winter.
And that makes fucking sense according... Fuck, dude. I don't know what to say.
I don't know either. I don't know. I don't know.
I can't even make a joke. I can't do anything. I'm completely baffled. This all makes total sense looking at the cycles, and it makes complete sense that we go through cycles. And it also makes total sense that they say, oh, you got to buy a fucking electric car, all this political shit, when really it's just the way Earth is.
Yes, it really is. There's more humans now, for sure. It's hotter because there's more humans. How about that? Yeah, 7 billion humans.
It's not even hotter. Fucking, the Abu Dhabi or whatever the fuck over in the Middle East just got a fucking snowstorm over the winter, dude. They haven't had snow in 30 fucking years.
It's the sunspot dip.
Yeah. Yeah. Why haven't they? Because we're in a fucking cycle, dude. 30 years ago, we were at a minimum.
Yes. Same thing. I don't even know where to... I don't know how we're going to end this. You know,
I don't either. Usual shit. Throw out your fucking... drive your Tesla off a cliff, jump out first, and... Fuck.
Please, tell us what you think. Podchaser.com/bringontheweird. Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. Just, I don't know. How was your winter? We're coming out of winter. How was your winter?
Was it cold? Because I fucking bet it
Texas
was.
Texas got fucked up this year.
Yeah. That could be hard, but who knows? But if you want, you know what? If you get real cold, go get you a Bring on a Weird hoodie at myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird or tpublic.com. Just search us. You can find it.
Oh, yeah. They got hoodies.
And if you want more dope-ass content like this, and you don't like commercials, right? You said before you don't like commercials. I said I hate commercials. Fucking ads. That's what my kids call commercials nowadays. They call them ads. When they see a commercial on TV, it's called an ad. Which makes more sense than a commercial, if you're...
I guess.
I mean, right? It's an advertisement.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you don't want that shit anymore on our show... Go be a Patreon. Go be a patron at patreon.com/bringontheweird.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time, unless we freeze to death.